From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is the senior producer of KALW's Cross Currents, Mr. Victor Tintz. Hey, Victor!
Hey, Janae.
Before Victor joined KALW, he worked in the restaurant industry, so he knows all the good, delicious spots where we can get our eat on. So right now, we're going to hear Victor share some of his favorite restaurants in the Bay Area. First up is the Warehouse Cafe in Port Costa, which is in Contra Costa County. Now, the restaurant is known for their unique decor items such as neon signs, a Medusa sculpture made of metal, and bear statues. Their menu includes prime rib and clam chowder and over 250 types of beer. Wow. And when you walk outside the restaurant, you have this gorgeous view of the bay. Now, Victor, Warehouse Cafe is a bit of a drive from San Francisco, but I'm assuming it must be worth it since it's on your list. So tell us why you like coming here.
It's also a bit of a ride. It's one of the last spots that the Hell's Angels actually still gathers at, and I have seen them there a few times.
Oh.
But it is a very welcoming spot, and you already hit it on the nose there when you said they do the prime rib. Now, the reason it's one of my favorite spots to go eat this prime rib in particular, and to be clear, this is a very affordable prime rib. It's going to be served on styrofoam. Everything will be disposable, but it's a solid portion. You take it outside with the big potato they give you. You know, it's a full service bar, maybe a double shot of whiskey, and you can watch the trains go by because it's right there on the train track. So you watch the water, you see people going out to fish. You can watch on an Amtrak app to see what's coming by, all while you're cutting into your steak. It's pretty American.
Okay, so you gave us ideas of things to drink with it. It's nothing like red meat and a baked potato, so that sounds good. That's the Warehouse Cafe in Port Costa. Victor is Taquera La Gallina in Half Moon Bay. This Mexican restaurant serves classic favorites such as shrimp tacos, well, I love shrimp tacos, carnita quesadillas, and carne asada burritos, but their most popular item is the fried chicken. The beach is near the restaurant, so you can grab some food and enjoy looking at the waves. Victor, we're so lucky to live by so many great taquerias here in San Francisco, but what's special about this one in Half Moon Bay?
Because this is a taqueria you can pair with a drive down if you want to go there to maybe do some tide pooling, maybe do some of the hikes down there. So build up an appetite on your way back, hit up La Gallina. They have also an incredible lengua, which I think is the best thing to order there. They throw the lengua after braising it back on the plancha, season it there. Having that on their nachos, and all their chips are fried in-house as well, is the snack I'm always looking forward to. So two carne asada tacos, their small nachos with the lengua on top, and a modelo is my go-to order. And then the real move there is as you're coming back from whatever your day trip was, walk out with a full bucket of fried chicken. You get lunch, you set your dinner. I've never, ever walked out with a full bucket of fried chicken from any taqueria I've ever been to. So this was the spot to check out. You'll also know you're in the right spot when you look up and you see the sign that says, tacos, fried chicken, Mexican food.
I have never seen tacos and fried chicken on a restaurant sign. Okay, but I trust you, Victor. That's Taquera La Gallina in Half Moon Bay. Victor, your final pick is a laundromat in San Francisco. This restaurant sells bagels in the morning and pizzas at night. And they serve Detroit-style pizza. But if you're like me and you can't eat dairy, they also offer vegan broccoli pizza. Every Wednesday, they also add burgers to the menu. Okay, Victor, when you take me out, what are you ordering for us to eat?
First note, that smash burger on Wednesdays only, I think it's the best smash burger in San Francisco.
Really?
It's a competitive scene. They do it right because they also pair it with a really vinegary potato salad. They don't double down on the greasy and salty with a bunch of fries. They actually give you a break from the burger with a really bright, refreshing salad. The other thing is it's a relatively popular spot that does no reservations, but the real move is to skip the line entirely, order ahead. The burger doesn't travel well, but they're pizza does. Get the pizza to go, take it a block down to Hockey Haven's patio, another well-kept secret of the neighborhood, because you have to walk through the kitchen of the bar to get to the patio, and people just assume you're not allowed to do that. There's no signage. It's a beautiful hidden garden, and if you pair that with a movie at Balboa Theater across the street, then that's a really good day.
Victor, you just gave us our whole weekend, okay? That's the Laundromat in San Francisco. I've been speaking with Victor Tentz, KALW senior producer of Cross Currents, and I think he needs his own food podcast. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make time for hope, joy, and more arts coverage by listening to my one-hour program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.